Back on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Duff, Stuart, and Daniel with you on a Monday. So glad you are with us. Our first guest had one whale of a weekend. He's Nick Hoffman, the 17-year-old Harrison senior-to-be who captured medalist honors in the Men's City Golf Tournament over the weekend at the Burke Boilermaker Golf Complex. And Nick, thanks for joining us, man, in studio. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing just fine. First off, congratulations on medalist honors in the Men's City. The only player to finish under par. You also took the junior medalist honors. Your dad took the men's senior medalist honors. So basically, it was a Hoffman sweep of the weekend. Just describe what it was like for you and your dad.
It was cool, yeah. We had steaks last night. It was good to finally, you know, play better. I haven't been playing that great over the summer, and then I just kept practicing, kept sticking with it, and finally came through the week before at the state junior. I won the stroke play part of that, and then for the city as well. So it was good.
You've had your share of honors along the way. What does this mean, though, to be the medalist of the Men's City Tournament?
It feels good, yeah. Last year was tough chasing Ben. The year before that, I think my dad won it, the stroke play part, and, I mean, it was tough. And this year definitely, I think, was the hardest year of pin placements and just difficulty of golf course. You know, Tim Adams, he did a great job with, like, hosting us and everything like that, but it was definitely tough, some of the pin placements out there. It was a struggle. And the wind started to pick up in the afternoon on Ackerman the second day. Or yesterday. So it was tough to kind of keep the mojo going, and you know, we were all struggling, I guess. The final group, we all Mike Revis and I, we started off like we were both 2 under par. We got to 4 under total, and then I don't know, I kind of lost track a little bit, and then I finally regained it after 10. Cameron Westron made a birdie, and then Revis just kind of mixed it up a little bit, made like a triple, but I mean, he started to come back after that, so I knew he would come back. He's always like the guy to come back and sweep it again, but no, I just kind of hung around. I knew to stay patient. That's kind of my thing right now. I was kind of in a slump for a little bit, so just staying patient was my number one goal.
What was your biggest swing of the day Sunday, or a couple of big swings? What was a couple of things where you felt like, hey, this is going to be my day?
Honestly, we got to 15, and my caddy, TJ Whiteman, I told him I hit a bad drive, hit the trees on the right on 15, and kicked down in the bunker right of 16. So I was a little bit confused on how to hit the shot. I didn't have a good lie in the bunker. And I told him, I was like, if this was a good lie, I could try and hook it like 50 yards and see if I can get it anywhere close to the green, but that is a risky shot, especially where the pin placement was. So I told him, I said, you know what, I'm going to take, so I borrowed someone's cart. I drove all the way up to 16 tee box to see, and I shot it to see how far away it was, and it was like 200 yards to 16 tee box. So I figured, you know what, why don't I just kill a 6-iron and hit it all over all the crap short of 16 tee, and if I can get it over the crap there, or all the junk and stuff, then I can get it over and get it onto 16 tee box, and then have like a wedge into 15. So I thought it through like crazy. I was just rapid fire through my head. I was like, I've never seen anybody go that route before, and I've never even thought about it. I've never even put myself in a position to go that route. So I hit a 6-iron. I hit it pretty good considering the lie. I got it up there in the rough, and I had like 101 yards or something, and I hit a 60-degree just short of the green, and Revis told me if it was a foot further, it would have been perfect. It would have been like 5 feet, and I could have made par.
Yeah.
But I made bogey, and we all struggled on that hole. We all hit it right. Unfortunately, I was the one that didn't have any, like, not even close to a line at the green. I couldn't even see the green, let alone any of the junk on the, like, right or left. I couldn't even see that. All I could see was 16 tee box. So I figured, you know, why not hit it over there and see what happens.
So, sounds like it turned out all right.
Yeah. So I ended up making bogey. I looked at my mom and I was like, that is one heck of a bogey. I I'll take bogey from there any day. So it was crazy. But yeah, that was probably the biggest thing for me.
Nick Hoffman with us, the Men's City Golf medalist, joining us here in studio as he was the only player under par over the 36 holes.
So, Nick, what is it about your game that you think makes you such a good golfer?
I would say, I don't know, a lot of people have told me I have a lot of talent. I would say the mental aspect of it is kind of my downside. I get hard on myself and, you know, I just kind of lose control a little bit, but I'm working on that. But I would say probably my driving, but that definitely wasn't there this weekend.
Now, when you talk about driving, is it the distance of your drive, or is it the accuracy of the drive, or what do you mean when you say you're driving?
No, I mean, I hit it far for my size. Like, I'm what, 5'8", 160 pounds at best. So, I mean, I don't hit it that far. But, I mean, some guys like Justin Thomas and them, I mean, he weighs, what, 155 pounds probably at best, soaking wet. And he kills it. He carries it like 300 yards. But for me, I think I got my head so wrapped around about hitting it far that it just, that's why I was in that slump. So I think the accuracy part of it is more important to me. Hitting fairways, yeah, you can have a 5-iron in on a hole, but if you're in the fairway, you have a much better chance of hitting it on the green than if you're in the rough 100 yards up or whatever, hitting pitching wedge and trying to get it anywhere remotely close to the pin. I would say I can hit a 5-iron closer than that.
And what do you find is what do you enjoy most about playing golf?
I would say the momentum aspect to it. I think golf is a complete momentum sport at times. I mean, if you're playing well and you can go out there and hit, you know, make 70 or 18 pars and shoot 72, that's perfect. I would take that any day. So I think just wrapping your head around that, you have to understand that par is okay. And I think for me, I like to make birdie, but I also make a lot of others. I make a lot of bogeys and I get on that bogey train. And I think that to me is the grind of golf. I think you have to grind the mental aspect to it, the grinding and just getting it back and getting back to even par or whatever.
And learning, obviously you have a high golf IQ. Where does some of this come from? Who has kind of taught you to kind of look at this from a more of a mental aspect than a more of a physical?
I would say more my mom and my dad. Especially when I was in that slump, you know, I was really struggling. I was thinking about, honestly, I was thinking about quitting for a little bit. Just because I thought I needed a complete mental restart. And I think a lot of players go through that. A lot of guys in the European Tour, I know one guy, he said, I went through a complete mental reset. And it helped him. So I thought, you know, maybe if I quit for a little while and see what happens. But no, I just kept sticking to it. I went and saw a sports psychologist. I know this sounds funny, but I went and saw a sports psychologist. I don't know what day it was, but it was last week sometime on Friday, actually. And he kind of put it in perspective for me. Like, if you look at how many shots you hit in golf and you take on a scale of 1 to 10, how many of the bad shots you hit are because of mental mistakes, I would say it's probably 80%. And so if you can be like a Brooks Koepka or like a tour player and have their mental aspect to it, if you have a mental aspect and no talent at all, I bet you could shoot even par any day. I mean, those guys still struggle with it. So I would say golf's probably the toughest mental sport.
Nick Hoffman with us, the medalist of the Men's City Golf Tournament, joining us here in studio. And I'm guessing one of the reasons why you saw the psychologist on Friday, because you were probably running hot because you got knocked out early in the match play portion.
Yeah.
After winning the stroke play portion, you're probably thinking, hey, I got some momentum going here. And you got dumped on Friday.
Yeah.
You had to be PO'd about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was mad, but I know it's a long week. And just to, you know, I was struggling so bad. And I made that appointment before I got knocked out. But
Timing was good there.
Yeah, timing was perfect. Yeah, he just kind of gave me some stuff to work on and just letting stuff go. And I think that's on Sunday. I think I did a really good job. You know, I started to get mad after a little bit, and then I just let it go. I don't even know what happened. I just didn't even. It's like clicked. Just doesn't. I didn't resonate in my head that I was getting mad. I just didn't really care anymore. So, yeah, I mean, he helped me a lot, I guess. So it was good.
So what's the big tip for letting stuff go? We could all learn this. So what's the big tip, you know? Stuart says this to me all the time. Duff, just let it go.
Let it go.
So how do you just let it go?
I would say just keep thinking about the next shot. I think it's really important. I mean, having a caddy is nice because you can talk to him about anything. Like if you look at Matthew Wolf, the kid from Oklahoma State that just won with a crazy swing. I don't know if you guys know who he is. But he said he talked to his caddy about the NBA draft and all that. Like it just keeps you on a different mind. Like keeps you focused on what you have to do next, but it also gives you something else to talk about other than golf. So I think that was nice to have TJ there with me. And I would say just really just sticking to the next shot and making sure you don't screw it up. Making sure you stay focused and patient. That's probably the biggest aspect of it.
Words of wisdom, Stuart, from a 17-year-old.
There you go.
I love it. Can you stick around for a little bit?
Yeah.
Another second?
Yeah.
We're back on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Clayton Duffy, Stuart Schweigert, Daniel at the controls, Nick Hoffman, the Men City Golf Champion medalist in studio with us. Let's go to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, where a very distinguished guest from Harrison High School, Mr. Corey Marshall, the principal of Harrison High School, wants to call in and chat with Nick Hoffman. Mr. Marshall, how you doing?
Good, Clayton. Thanks for having me.
Hey,
Nick, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, it's probably some of that advice maybe you got from me in that physics class that one day when I was 7.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You're right. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I doubt that. Well, that's awesome for you and Allie. What a great weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for all you're doing to represent us in a good way. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, good. Mr. Marshall. Good. We appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Clayton. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Corey Marshall, principal of Harrison High School. How about that? A serious luminary in Raider land.
You let him go. I wanted to ask him what type of student this guy is. How he is in the hallways. You know, he's got the inside scoop.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
We'll get him back on the show. We'll do a principal's roundtable sometime.
There you go, yeah.
And get Mr. Marshall on the show. What was your dad's reaction to you winning medalist?
He liked it a lot. He was there watching me on 18, so it was cool. I hit like a 3-wood wedge in there to like probably 10, 15 feet, and I drained the birdie putt, so that was sweet to birdie 18 and come in on top.
I was actually going to ask you about that. You had a 3-shot lead, and was it in your mind to go for birdie, or what was your mindset going into that? You didn't play it safe. You went for it.
I actually told TJ, my caddy, I was like, I'm going to birdie this hole. Because I knew from the white tees, you can easily hit like a hybrid or a 3-wood and still have a wedge in. So I wanted to, I mean, if I smoke a 3-wood and it goes dead straight with a little draw maybe, it could go OB. But I was hitting on 11 on a couple other holes on 9. I hit a 3-wood and I hit this baby little cut. And it doesn't go very far, but it's so controlled. And I wanted to hit that same shot because 18 is a little dogleg to the right. So I figured if I hit that exact same shot, I will be perfect and I'll have such a good number. So, yeah, I hit that same exact shot.
Nice.
Couple of things. One of the points of emphasis over the weekend was pace of play. And they changed the rule with that double par to kind of keep things moving. Did you notice anything different with the pace of play over the weekend?
I mean, we were kind of behind because we were hitting it all over the place, but yeah. I definitely noticed, like, we were always right next to the group in front of us, and then I mean they must have been playing well. They sped up really fast, and then we kept hitting it in the junk, so we were probably a little bit behind, but no, we played pretty good. It was only like 5 hours maybe.
One of the warmer weekends. When you think about the summer heat, have any impact on you at all or any of the competitors?
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, it's been really hot, so it's
nice.
It's been really hot lately, especially in Boys State. That was crazy. That was so hot. So it was good to have that.
Let's go back to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, bring in the head coach.
All right.
Of Harrison Golf, Dave Schneider, to the show on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Coach Schneider, what's happening?
Hey, not much. Just wanted to congratulate Nick and Allie both, you know, giving a little love towards the Harrison Golf program, I guess.
What's up, Coach? Thanks for the call.
Hey. Yeah, no problem. I had to one-up Miss Special there, too.
Well, Coach, I want to ask you, in your opinion, what makes Nick such a good golfer?
Loves the game, practices all the time. I mean, he's got a great work ethic. He's always out there working on getting better. You know, the mental aspect's going to come. I heard him talk about that a little bit, and we've talked about that a number of times, but it's getting better each and every year, and I see him growing as a golfer and a person.
So, Coach, if it's you and Nick Hoffman one-on-one, what happens here? How many strokes do you need, or is it just straight up? What do you do?
Well, when he was 5-under for that tournament, I said, I don't get 5 birdies in a summer. So, that pretty well sums it up at that point in time. He'd have to give me at least 1 or 2 strokes a hole. And I'd have to tee off from way up to stay with him. So there you go.
There you go. Nick, what's it like to play for Coach Schneider?
It's awesome. You know, he's had so many great players that he's coached come through Harrison. And I don't think there's a better program in Lafayette, maybe in the surrounding counties other than Harrison Golf.
Nice. Look at this. Mutual Admiration Society in full.
Hey, you know something? And I heard Stu ask what kind of student he is. Well, he was academic. He made the academic, not all-state academic, but as far as the one for Harrison and everything. So 3.5 or better. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I asked that figuring he's probably a pretty good student. Obviously, you can tell he's very intelligent. He knows his golf. So I was kind of messing with him just a little bit. I knew his grades were probably pretty good.
Yeah, I tell you, if you want to sit down and talk golf, you sit down and talk to the Hoffman boys. Yeah, either one of them.
Yeah, he's kind of
know what they're doing.
He's kind of got my head spinning. I'm not much of a golf guy, but I can tell he knows his stuff.
He does, definitely.
No doubt about it. Well, Coach, thanks so much for calling us. Thanks
for listening. Hey, listen, no problem. I'm glad you guys had it. Hey, Nick, good luck on match play this coming weekend.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate
it. And I'll talk to you later. All right. Have a good one. Thanks, Clayton. Bye.
Thanks, Coach. Dave Schneider, head coach, Harrison Golf.
Nice.
We haven't had this many calls in the last week or 2 weeks
or 10
right. days.
We haven't.
We get Nick Hoffman in. The phone's ringing off the hook.
I know. I love it.
What the heck?
That's our whole reason for having this show is to have this local stuff on and have these kids give a chance to talk about their game and have the coaches and principals calling. I think that's really cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Nick Hoffman with us in studio, Men City Golf Tournament medalists. Of course, the tournament brought to you by the Bob Roorman Auto Group. All right, Nick, let's turn the page here. So now what is your approach to this upcoming weekend? Because you had a weekend of stroke play. Now it's a total different ball game now as you get into match play.
I would say mostly just, again, staying patient. Match play is really, you know, the best players stay patient in match play. Because if you screw up, it's only one hole. Oh. So it's, you know, it doesn't matter what you make. You can win a hole with a 10 if you really want to, but I wouldn't advise it. But yeah, I mean, you just got to stay patient with it and make sure that, you know, you don't make stupid mistakes. You can win a hole with par. So you just gotta remind yourself that par is your friend, and you want to make par after par after par. Beat the guy with par.
Which course do you like better out there, Ackerman Allen or Kampen?
I would say Kampen just because I play it more. But right now Ackerman's been treating me a little bit better. So
you want to keep the golf gods on your side?
Yeah.
Give a little love to both of them.
Yeah.
You don't want to make anyone upset. Yeah. Out there.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I know you're the number 2 seed because Ben Mattingly, the defending champion, is the number 1 seed. Did you get a chance to look at the bracket? What's your overall thoughts on just the depth of the field and how many guys you feel like could win this thing here in a couple of weeks?
Honestly, I haven't really looked at the bracket. I don't even think I've seen it, to be honest. I've just kind of been in the mojo of just going and showing up to the course. I shortened my warm-up routine to like 30 minutes, 25 minutes. So it's really, to me, I think the less golf balls I hit on the range, the less putts I hit, I can save them for later on the golf course. But it also, I think it keeps my mind a little bit more focused and not having to sit there and just wait forever and, you know, just keep putting and putting and putting or whatever. So
And Nick, with you going into your senior year, what are some of your thoughts about a state championship individually?
Oh, yeah. I mean, progressively, every time I've made it, I've gotten better. So I think last year I got 8th place.
And out of those 7 guys ahead of you, how many of them are gone?
Oh, I don't know. Probably quite a few.
Okay.
This year it'll be close because I was tied for 4th this year. 4th place or something. So I think it'll be close. I think there's 2 guys that are leaving. So then maybe a couple others that were in front of me. So
how important would that be to you to win a state championship?
It's pretty important, yeah. I definitely want to win a state championship. I want to be like Cole and get a ring. So that'd be sweet.
Definitely. Yeah, once you win a state championship, I mean you'll be a state champion forever, man. That never goes away, and to have that ring, that's some cool stuff.
Yeah. And it's on my phone. I think I showed you guys this last year. I have my goals on my phone again. So
what are your goals for the 1920 season?
Shoot 65 or under. I've done that. Win IHSA state. That's another one that I haven't gotten. Win an AJGA event, American Junior Golf Association. Qualify for the U.S. Junior Am. Defend Boys State Junior, which I did. Halfway, so
we can't have it all, you know.
Yeah, and stay positive and no days off. But I think that one's a little bit extreme.
So Nick, one of the things I'm huge on is goal setting, and every decision you make should be: is it going to help me attain one of these goals or hurt me? How often do you reference that and look at that and remind yourself of those goals?
I would say pretty much every time I turn my phone on. I mean, sometimes I don't look at it, but I would say, for the most part, I know what's on there, and I've memorized what's on there, so I know what I have to do and what I have to accomplish in order to meet those goals.
And when you made those goals, was it you by yourself, or did you have some help from a coach, from your dad?
No, I pretty much, I mean, I did it last year, so I knew what to do. I have some personal goals in mind, like ranking-wise and stuff like that, so I mean, that's all relative compared to how you do in the tournaments with the goals that you have set for those tournaments. So ranking-wise, it's you have to do well in those tournaments in order to get a good rank. So,
okay, Nick, we're going to leave here with this little slice of recent history, which you may or may not be aware of. The last 2 winners of the Men's City Golf Championship also won medalist honors. So your dad did it in 2017. Ben Mattingly did it in 2018. So,
awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Pressure is on.
I'm sure he loves that.
So. Oh, yeah, I love it.
Nick, thanks so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate it.
Congratulations
on your medalist honors for yourself and for your father, and best of luck when match play gets going here this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Nick Hoffman, the senior-to-be at Harrison High School.